Paul, after so many things went well for your hockey club during that homestand, what didn't work for your club, especially in the first 40 minutes here tonight?
Well, there wouldn't be a piece to the game whether it was at the level that we've played at or the level that you need to play at to have a chance to win in the NHL. I don't think it's any one thing. The elemental part of our game is to play at a certain rate, a certain pace, and we were well off that tonight.
It's just one of those forgettable ones. Is it easier for them when everything goes wrong at once so you can forget this one?
Yeah. You know, you can bigger picture some games. We weren't very good tonight. We know we've been good. Nobody's getting on the plane in a good mood, but it won't be part of our prep for the next game.
Shots from the outside, especially in the first period. They had a lot of attempts, but not a lot. And they blocked a lot as well.
Yeah, you know, they did a good job in the lanes, pressured the puck carrier, which we made it fairly easy for them to do.
Did you see a sense of frustration building at all with your guys as the night went on, that it might just not be their night here tonight?
Well, it's a frustrating night 5 minutes into the game, but it didn't boil over into foolishness.
I know you don't want to be the coach or the team on the other side, but just a thought on having to face the emergency goalie how that all played out.
A great moment for him. He made some saves. Their game got even better. They had, I thought, fairly strong control of the game, but they got faster, understood that it's tough for anybody to come in 50 minutes into a hockey game, let alone a guy who hasn't played in the National League, and great moment for him.
This morning that this might have been one you might have been a little worried about because it's a Hawks team that hasn't necessarily done what they want to do. Your team's rolling. Did you fear that maybe there was something there?
You know what? You're always checking the temperature of your hockey team, and you could feel it. But we've had nights that we've started slow and found a way to change gears. We just didn't do that tonight.